We're going to start a special 5-minute class, and I hope that's all it'll take, about Bein HaZmanim. And I want to ask you a question now. You don't have to tell me, but I wish you had papers and pens to write your answers. Let me ask you a simple question. We're going to enter a period of 1 month where there will be no yeshiva and no classes. So now I ask you, what do you envision will be your pitfalls? And think to yourself, try to make a list of 1 to 10, we'll try to limit it to that. Is it going to be improper pictures on the internet, missing minyan, getting up with old friends and girlfriends, being at Ben Yehuda at the bar late at night? I hope I'm not giving any of you ideas. Think for a minute. What are going to be the challenges you're facing? And every person has his challenges. For one guy, it might be maintaining kosher, staying with kosher restaurants, staying, having a normal Shabbos, keeping Shabbos and remembering to shut the cell phone before Shabbos enters. For another guy, it might be not being drawn down with old friends. For a third guy, it might be contending with the challenges of parents' pressures. And for almost everyone, it's going to be the difficulty of not having organized religion. So there are organized minyanim out there, but you're accustomed to a system. And the second you make a break in that system, so then it gets difficult. So chacham einav birosho, an intelligent person, foresees the upcoming challenge. And so if you can think for yourself for a minute, make a list. What are going to be the 10 most challenging things for me during the Bein HaZmanim? In your own mind. Okay, you can make it 12. I won't limit you to 10. But if you have a pen and paper, write them down. Think for yourself. And then, after you've figured that out, ask yourself, okay, what's the way out of them? How am I going to overcome them? What can I do to preclude the challenges, to overcome the challenges? So one guy told me he downloads 50 shiurim every week. And that way his mind is still in Torah when he's walking, he's going to do things. Another guy told me he makes a chavrusa with davening and breakfast, and this way he knows he starts his day right. A third guy told me he tries to get in twice a week when he visits a Rebbe, and he knows, you know, I'm going to be embarrassed to walk into his house if I did A, B, and C. So that's part of what keeps him going. A fourth guy told me he tries to make sure to keep busy during Bein HaZmanim, to get a job, because the free time is what kills him. But I want you to know that traditionally in Machon Meir, the worst month is the month of Bein HaZmanim. And people find themselves, after a whole year of building, they find that their building sometimes completely unravels during Bein HaZmanim. So the first thing to think about is, how do I ensure that doesn't happen? And you guys have to think about it.
I think my biggest challenge will be really free time.
Okay, think. Okay, so now step number one is, how do we to recognize our challenges? Step number two is to do things that will overcome them, that will preclude them. So if you know you're going to fall with the internet, so get rid of your internet. Tell a friend, I'm only going to use it when you're around. Keep it with him, let him only have the password. You could do a million things. And another thing, decide the times you sit on the internet. We all know that sitting on the internet at 12 o'clock at night is a formula for disaster. You sit on the internet in the morning, the way I'm telling you what I do myself. I could also get taken with emails and end up reading all kinds of things that, come on, so my friend thought it was important for me to read that line. Very good. I think I could have lived without it. But I try to set up my internet time directly before an obligation. I know I'm going to have to make mincha. I know I'm going to have to make ma'ariv. I try to set up the time where I won't be able to get carried away. My set times for internet are times when, that's why, by the way, you guys sometimes walk in and you see me on the internet, because I make my set time before class, that's it. So whatever emails I got to answer, I answered, and whatever I didn't, okay. We all get carried away, spend an extra minute reading an extra thing, and that drags into a whole night. So think for a minute, what are going to be the challenges? If I shouldn't be on Facebook, so let me put a sign on Facebook, this month I'm out of service, and let me not be there this month. If I need to get a job, that's a great thing. And I always encourage guys, Get a job during Bein HaZmanim that'll help you clean your head. Get a job during Bein HaZmanim that'll expose you to the job market you plan on entering when you make Aliyah. Start making contacts. This is the direction you want to go. Think about it, where you want to go. At least expand your horizons. And if you can't do that, then do one better. Go and volunteer. There are a lot of places that could use volunteers. Go and volunteer. A tiyul is a great idea. Going on a trip. I suggest that you guys, now don't quote me on this, but I still suggest that you guys find families you can connect to and be a part of the family. And then you'll go with them on some of their trips on Chol HaMoed. When I was your age, and even after your age, when I could, I would offer rabbis to help in the cleaning because I learned a lot from being in their home. I was the garbage man by Rav Mordechai Eliyahu's house. Every time I could, when I'd come by with a question, a halachic question, I would also offer to take out the garbage. There were two reasons. One, why not help him? He's helping me. Let me help him. I took out the garbage. Every time I was in his house, I would try to take out the garbage. Sometimes that and sometimes not. But number two, more importantly, because I was in his house more often, so I got to see and hear and learn things I wouldn't have learned otherwise. There are certain things that I know only because of those experiences. And the same goes for other rabbis. There was a rabbi here in Shaarei Chesed who I used to walk home every night after Ma'ariv. When I'd go to his shir, there was a rabbi in Harnof that the same thing. I used to go and buy his hat for him when I'd go to the U.S. So I used to buy him his hat. Today, till today, over a decade has passed. When I call, they know me by name. There are quite a few rabbis whom I had a car, especially in the Lower East Side. The only reason I bought a car, and I had it parked there, and I paid the gas and the insurance and the registration so that I could drive Rav David Feinstein when he had to go places. I wasn't his main driver, I was the backup driver. But I had the car just for that. It was worth it to me because those rides taught me something I couldn't have learned any other way. So you guys think who you want to learn from. You also have the capacity to be a little bit of a nudnik. When I was at your stage of the game, I called the rabbis who I thought I could learn most from, and I asked them if I could join them for the Seder. And that way I got to spend the Seder by some pretty big people. And till today, I know things that I learned by having been by them. Meaning you don't have to look at your position as, oh, shucks, I'm stuck, I have no family here, or I don't have my own family yet. Quite the contrary. Take advantage of the situation. Go out and hear interesting shiurim. Go out and see interesting places. And you could also help build. There are a lot of places that will be happy to have your volunteer work. We arranged volunteer work last Bein HaZmanim. Guys planted vineyards last minute. Was last Bein HaZmanim and the one before that? The last two Bein HaZmanims. Guys have been volunteering. You guys want to volunteer? Good. I prefer, personally, that you guys get real jobs. I want you to know the job market here. Have something that obligates you. Think which direction you want to go. And then try to go an apprentice. Try to go and learn whatever direction you want to go in. Those are angles of thought. But at the end of the day, the important thing is to think, what are going to be your challenges and how you're going to overcome them? Everyone knows that getting up for davening is a challenge. So okay, set up a chavrusa, you have an 8:30 minyan next door, don't kick yourself out of bed to get to the 7 o'clock here or 7:30, whatever it is. Go to the 8:30, no problem. But have a study at the 8:30 and have a chavrusa. Have someone who you meet there, who you learn with for 5 minutes after davening. Your day will look different. What else? Guys, you tell me. Pesach's coming up. You guys can get jobs at matzah bakeries if you want. But I recommend getting a job, not just cleaning. Get a job in the direction you want to go in. Try to get into the fields. Try to interview people. What?
Matzah baking's tough.
Really. Matzah baking's tough, right? I wouldn't go there. Okay, any questions? Okay, last point. And don't take this the wrong way. Let's fast forward 29 days to the end of Bein HaZmanim. You look back. What do you want to have seen? What do you anticipate you'll see? So I just want to tell you one thing. I hope you will make the Bein HaZmanim into a productive Bein HaZmanim. I trust you will invest the thought to make it what it should be. But I demand that whatever the Bein HaZmanim is, each of you stops before the Zman begins and tells himself, if I did good, fine. If I did better, even better. Whatever it is, now I have to start a new Zman and build from here. I hope that you will look back and be happy with what you've accomplished. Most people end up in Azmanim and look back and they're very disappointed. And that's why Chazal instituted a special fast day after the Bein HaZmanim, in the beginning of the month of Iyar, because most people do not live up to what they should during the Bein HaZmanim break. So there's a special Monday, Thursday, Monday, which pious people fast, and here in Yeshiva you won't fast, but at least you'll add certain prayers, because most people do not live up to what they should during Bein HaZmanim. So again, prepare yourself, and Be'ezrat Hashem you will. But at any rate, don't let it knock you completely off your feet. Whatever the Bein HaZmanim is, be it, put a pause before this man begins and come in well rested. Be'ezrat Hashem, you'll continue growing next month. Whatever the Bein HaZmanim is, it should not be an unraveling of everything you did in the past. There are ups and there are downs, and I hope the Bein HaZmanim will be an up. It should be a good break. I hope you guys will get together, play some soccer, basketball, tag, whatever you like to play. Tap, tap, true, if that suits your fancy. Chess, whatever you like. Do something productive. Don't sit there on the internet. That's not productive. Get out there. It's the nicest season of the year. If you guys want to go hiking, just make sure it's safe. Don't be wise guys. People get killed. Every year people have gotten killed. Not just by jumping where they shouldn't jump, but by going into territories that are unsafe. Don't go into the Judean desert if you don't know what you're doing and you don't have a guide and no one knows where you are, etc. Do it safe. But go out. Go out with friends. It's a great time to build your relationships. Part of what you should get here at Machon Meir is relationships. And relationships are built not only from the learning, but also from the experience outside the Machon. And you do. If you wake up, Ezrat Hashem, you'll wake up tomorrow morning, and the next morning, and onward till 120. You could join the trips of the guys.
Can I take my kid with me?
Why not?
She's 14.
Ah. So there's room to think about that. Okay. I understand. Okay. So maybe we've got to figure something else out. But when's she coming?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm booked.
You're booked. Okay. Stay there. Tov. Guys, any questions? Yes, sir. If you email me, your situation is unique because of certain factors in your situation. I have to look into it.
Okay.
I don't have an answer off the cuff for you.
Okay,
so we'll talk with Zachim.